O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 23, verses 35 through 43. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Remember by Brian and Katie Torwalt. Too often, we underestimate the power of our Savior. This song features soaring vocal melodies and colorful timbres to highlight themes of resurrection and new life.
How quickly we forget the God who lives in every day. How easy to lose sight that you reside in the mundane. How quickly we forget the power that's running through our veins. The kind of power that empties grace. Lest we not forget the voice that's holding back the waves. Was once the voice that told the skies to pour them into place. Let us join the endless song of everlasting praise. The only God who empties grace. Oh,
Luke chapter 23, verses 35 through 43. And the people stood by, watching. But the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." One time a while back, I went out to lunch with an older man who was convinced that he didn't have much time left on this earth. He wanted to meet with me primarily to tell me about his life. He wanted someone to know who he was, what type of man he had been, what he had faced, and what he had accomplished despite it. In essence, he wanted someone to remember him. This is something that we all want deep down, to know that our lives were meaningful, that we made an impact, to know that we will be remembered after we're gone. The idea of not being remembered can be a source of deep anxiety. Sometimes we fear that such a fate is inevitable. We haven't done enough. We haven't measured up. Or maybe we've made far too many mistakes, thereby disqualifying us of such hope. In Luke 23, we observe the death of Jesus, the greatest tragedy known to humanity. And there on the cross with Jesus were two other men. Unlike Jesus, they were receiving the just punishment for their crimes. They had earned their fate. They were utterly lost. One of the men mentioned leans into this reality. Instead of being softened, broken by the sight of this suffering Jesus right next to him, he scoffs and he openly mocks Jesus. The other man, however, can't help but be moved by the suffering Savior. He rebukes the criminal dying alongside him and says, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he makes a request that would seem outlandish to most. He looks at Jesus and asks, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus, remember me. Don't let me be utterly lost. Please give me some hope. And what does Jesus say? "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Despite your sin, despite all that you've done wrong, you won't be forgotten. Friends, this is the hope that Jesus holds out to each one of us. Despite your sin, despite your shortcomings, despite your perceived insignificance, if you've placed your faith in Jesus, he will remember you. You can look forward to an eternity with him in paradise. May we cling to that truth and the hope and peace contained therein. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of kings and Lord of lords, Mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.